This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Paul, what's been some of the learning so far for your churches during lockdown?
One of the things that we've thought, and I'm sure this has been said before, is that crisis is the great accelerator. Generally speaking, statistically, church has probably been a little bit on the decline over the years.
What do you mean by that, on the decline?
As in, church attendance has plateaued. For us in the ACC, it's gone up slightly, but really most denominations, they've seen either a plateau or a decline. And I think the thing we've learned through COVID is we've had to face the myth that gathering people together on Sundays is discipleship. I don't think it is. Mm. I think one of the lessons we've learned is that you can't disciple somebody in a crowd. You can only disciple them one-on-one. In fact, discipleship probably is best described as somebody watching another person and listening to another person live out their faith. You don't get to do that in a crowd. So for us, we have focused heavily on building a discipleship culture versus an event culture during COVID. In fact, the good news for us is we can now say that we have more people in small discipleship groups than we had before attending our gatherings on Sundays.
Really? Like attending during Zoom meetings or something during the week?
Yeah, Zoom, and when there was minor restrictions in smaller groups and in houses and all that sort of thing, we very quickly recalibrated. And we got as many people as we could into those smaller dynamics, and then they invited other people to be a part of it. So we actually grew in the small groups.
And Paul, what about outside the ACC church walls? How have your churches been going serving their local communities?
Yeah, look, one of the things we are passionate about is community engagement. In fact, that's one of the hats that I wear for ACC. And we have continued, I think that's been our strength. We've continued to find innovative ways to connect our community. So, for example, for us, on Thursday nights, we run something called Lighthouse Community Kitchen, and we have typically fed 150 people every Thursday for over 10 years. A three-course meal cooked by a local chef, high-quality food, and we get them together. Well, obviously, we couldn't do that, but we kind of turned it into a hole-in-the-wall cafe. And so every Thursday night, those guests can come. We still cook the same quality food. They sort of hang out in social distancing outside.
Mm, but it's takeaway. It's moved to takeaway now.
Yeah. And but actually, there's still an engagement there. It's still a conversation, because we realize that's why people really, they need to be fed. But actually, they're really starving for connection.
Mm. Speaking of connection, Paul, we all at the moment need something to kind of perk us up a bit, right? To lift our spirits. Have you got a word of encouragement for us at this time?
Yeah, I have. I've been using, I call it my lockdown scripture. You know, in Philippians 4:11, the Apostle Paul basically says this: I have been in need and not in need. I've had money and no money. I've been in, can I use this paraphrase? He's been in lockdown. He has been. He got locked up.
That's a pretty big paraphrase, Paul, but I'll allow
that's it. That's it. Well, but we know it's true. He's actually been locked up and he couldn't do things that he loved to do. But he says this, he says, I have learned the secret of being content. And I want to encourage everybody, the Apostle Paul says, it's possible despite your circumstances that you can actually live content. And I think the key is this, that you don't focus on what you don't have, you focus on what you do have, your family, your connections, your friend, if you can allow to go for a walk in the bush and enjoy nature. But most importantly, he ends with this statement. He says, for I can do anything through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. And I think Paul learned that as long as he's got Christ, he can survive, maybe even flourish in any circumstance and have contentment. That's my thought for you.
Paul, finally, do you have a prayer for us that the rest of us could pray at this time?
Yeah, let's do that. I've got a prayer that I'll pray over everybody. Let's pray. Dear God, I pray that whoever needs your help right now would experience your peace, your comfort, and the hope, or the kind of hope, that is not conditional on our circumstances. And I pray not only for all Australians, but at every person across the globe, that we may be unified through the difficulties, not divided by them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.